I was reading an article here that came across my desk that said the average North American consumes roughly a half a cup of refined sugar per day. And that figure just represents the middle ground of our snack cake and soft drink and empty cereal and candy and cookie indulgences. According to the U.S. Department of Agriculture, the average American consumes between 150 to 170 pounds of refined sugars every year. And even though we may know that excessive sugar consumption is linked to a long list of health problems, obesity, cardiovascular disease, joint inflammation, ADHD, lots of other things, for some reason, we just can't stop eating sugar. And I get so frustrated with it. I'll do so good for a long time and then break over. And then it's hard to stop doing it again. So I've had Julie on before, Dr. Julie Gatza from Nature's Sources. I'm sorry. She's here. And she has some five steps. She says it's a simple five-step strategy to help us beat our sugar cravings once and for all. Dr. Julie, thanks for being here. How are you today?
I'm good. How about you, Kelly?
Well, I'm good, but this came across my desk at just the right time where we're all at home. I'm baking. I'm wanting to do all this fun stuff. And, you know, I make one sweet thing and then there it goes. The sugar craving starts and it sends me on a backward spiral. Am I like the only person? Why does this happen?
Well, it happens for a couple of reasons. And no, you're not the only person. This is extremely common. There's a couple of reasons. One, if your diet isn't, you know, high in protein, you're not eating on time, you're eating sort of fast food and sort of just running your metabolism with sugary carbohydrate stuff, yes, you're not getting what you need, so your body wants more and more of that because it gives you instant energy. Your blood sugar then will dump and you need more of that because you don't feel good and you reach for the next thing.
Yeah.
When you put in, you know, the daily regimen of waking up, eating protein, having lunch, having some protein, putting vegetables in and, you know, good fruit sugar, you're going to do fine with that. But if you're still really craving sugar and you think that it's just low willpower or, geez, you can't do this anymore, you're getting older, a lot of it is simply the fact that you have an overgrowth of yeast in your digestive system, and the balance between good bacteria and yeast is no longer in balance, and yeast needs sugar to survive. So you've got all these little yeasties in your digestive system basically clamoring to tell you you need sugar so they can continue to survive.
Okay, so that, you know, sometimes I think that that's got to be part of my problem, because sometimes I fight with yeast infections or bacterial infections and they seem to keep coming back. And I've been trying to eat really well, but lately eating well, I've introduced baking again, which I hadn't done for a long time.
Yeah. And, you know, because we've been at least on one course of antibiotics in our lifetime, it doesn't just wipe out the bacteria that's causing the problem, like an ear infection or a lung infection or a cough. What it does is it wipes out all your bacteria. So The balanced bacteria, the good stuff in the digestive system, is no longer there to keep it in the balance. And so the yeast goes crazy. And it's really a common problem with many, many people. And when you then start to have the yeast infections along with a host of other symptoms that people never equate to having a overgrowth, it really becomes mysterious on how the heck to fix it.
Okay. Well, that's why we've got your five tips for kicking sugar cravings. And the first one here, and maybe you can explain this a little bit, it says curb sugar-hungry candida with yeast-fighting herbs.
That's right. There's a herb that's indigenous to New Zealand. It's called the horopito plant. And this company, Nature's Sources, has put it into a capsule, and it's called Colorex, K-O-L-O-R-E-X. And you take one capsule for 30 days, and it actually helps to break the membrane of the yeast and the candida, and it starts to get rid of the excess and puts normal balance back into the digestive system. So it's the easiest, fastest thing I've seen in 29 years of being a doctor to really handle this, because the other solutions are long, arduous, and very disappointing.
Yeah. And so you take this for 30 days. Is it something you could just add to your diet on a regular basis so it doesn't come back?
Yes, you can. And, you know, there is a little bit of a die-off. So the first 3-4 days, I've had patients say they've got headaches, they're a little tired, and it's while this stuff is actually getting killed and going away, it has its toxins and its poisons to you, and you can feel that. But after that, it really does a bang-up job of putting this back into a normal situation.
Oh, my goodness. Well, that sounds like something that could help a lot of people.
Everybody. If you've been on antibiotics, you know, this goes for kids, it goes for elderly, and, you know, we always keep it in the house because if there is a chance that we do have to go on antibiotics or, you know, the diet has gotten wild at Christmas and Thanksgiving and now, it's good to just sort of get this, you know, back under control and you don't feel like such a low willpower dummy.
Yeah. You know, I hear this a lot too, and I don't know what you have to say about it, but I hear a lot of times, anytime you take something in a pill form, it really doesn't do that much good for you, unless it's, you know, obviously it's like medicine and it's a painkiller. You know that it's doing something. So why wouldn't it be good for you in a pill form?
Just as far
as taking vitamins.
Does it work in a pill form?
Yeah, yeah. Everybody says like taking vitamins is really not that, doesn't help that much. Or is this something, I mean, yes or no?
I'm sorry, I'm giggling because All I've been doing for 29 years is fixing very chronic problems, and supplementation and taking vitamins is a huge portion because we aren't getting what we need in our food source quite like we used to when we used to, you know, eat from the garden and things weren't, you know, so mass produced to some degree. And we're missing a lot of nutrients, and a lot of people have very, very, you know, limited diets. So they're eating only what they like rather than a variety of things that you could get a lot of different nutrients from.
Okay.
So in general, I see that, you know, most diseases, most problems do stem from a nutrient deficiency, including people who are suffering from a weight problem. Most of them are actually starving, which sounds so weird, but you know, they're eating a lot of food. They're not absorbing what they need to. And a lot of this can be from the actual, you know, antibiotic use, stress, surgeries, bad eating habits, and it disrupts it.
Wow. Interesting. Okay. So second tip here you've got is eat smaller, more frequent meals.
It's true. I mean, unless you are, you know, are a good stable eater and you don't overeat each meal, a lot of people do better if they have, you know, breakfast and if they need a little snack in the middle of the day or, you know, middle morning and same thing in the afternoon. You know, one of the major snacks that my mom used to do all the time for us as kids was she'd cut up celery and carrots and other vegetables. She'd lay them in water in a Tupperware container and you'd open up the refrigerator and the first thing you'd see was that. So you'd just, you know, without even thinking, grab those things and you'd be full in no time. Hard-boiled eggs travel well. They're easy. They're in their own container. And, you know, 10 minutes after eating an egg, you're absolutely not hungry. So that type of a thing really bodes well for the body.
Okay, good idea. All right, number three here. Toss out sugar and sugary foods. Everybody's saying, I can't.
Do it after you've eaten.
Yeah.
Do it when you're full. Do it when you feel good. And I would say, you know, take your time on it, but you do have to get rid of it. Otherwise, you know, you get a little hungry and you aren't grabbing the smart food and you go to the pantry and you're grabbing the sugars or, you know, whatever it is that's your sort of thing. And the other thing is keep in mind that, you know, carbohydrates, chips and pretzels and things like that, they do, you know, give you instant energy, but they do turn into sugar. So if you're trying to fix this one problem, it's best to get a lot of the carbs out of the diet and out of the house as well.
Yeah, don't replace the cookie jar with a bag of chips.
Yes.
Not a good idea.
You know, do that with the. That's right.
All right, number four on the list. I hear I've got carry an emergency snack bag.
That's right. That goes along with, you know, the carrots, the celery. You know, nuts are actually a really great source of food. It's instant. But what I've seen is when you're eating toasted and roasted nuts, it doesn't quite have the food value it did the way they should be prepared, which is, let's say, take a bag of whole raw almonds. You take a handful, throw it in a bowl of water overnight, let it soak. It actually releases its natural enzymes. And it allows you to actually break them down a lot better. They're snappy. They you don't need as much. They really fill you up. And it's actually a food that's good for you as compared to, you know, eating peanuts and planters and all that stuff that just sort of sits in the digestive system. And it's not quite as available as a nutrient that it could be.
So that's with almonds, you said?
Yeah, almonds, cashews, you know, any whole raw nuts, if you soak them overnight, that is sort of the old-fashioned way of handling how to get the best nutrition from that from the seeds and the nuts.
Okay, so if you throw them overnight, you just want to take a handful, right? You don't want to go buy all the nuts and put the whole thing in water and then dig it out and eat it over 3 months.
No, it's because it's so filling when you do that, you find that you'll waste it. Because then after you've soaked it, you know, it's not going to last forever. You put it in the fridge and, you know, a couple of days later, it's not going to be so great. So do small amounts and you can, you know, eat those. It's amazing and they're really good for you.
And do they taste different when they've been soaked? I mean, are they...
Yeah, they're snappy. They don't get caught in your teeth quite the way they do. You don't have to work so hard to chew them. A lot of times the skin on the almonds slides off really easily. So now you've got the white portion of the almond, which is the tasty portion. And, you know, I find myself sliding off the skin and just having a pile of skin. And then you go, wow, that was actually going to be sitting in me. And it looks just like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Eggshells, sort of.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, I don't need this part. Oh, that's a great idea.
Right.
Just never heard that before. So I'm going to try that today. I have a bunch of cashews and they're the whole ones. So I'm going to try that. And then finally, here we have don't rush things. Quitting cold turkey is rarely a good idea.
Yeah. I always say take about a week. You know, start preparing menus, buy the food that you need. Don't go shopping when you're hungry. And, you know, start preparing you and your family and get them involved in cooking, get them involved in menu planning. I mean, even the little ones can pick up a utensil and start, you know, helping in the kitchen. You're going to find that you have more interest of your family involved in the cooking process. You know, you're teaching them skills that everyone should know, because who the heck wants to eat fast food the rest of their life? And, you know, we have this incredible weird time right now, in this country, well, in this world, and we have the ability to really change some things that weren't so optimal with our family habits. And, you know, take the time, get your family prepared, your husband, your wife, and, you know, do it together and just, you know, decide what the heck is going to be made. Use a crock pot, you know, eat from your freezer, you know, make 5 times more than you would so you have lunch the next day, and you can really save a lot of money and generate a lot of interest.
You know, I found it really interesting that I read the additional benefits of a sugar-restricted diet and all of the things that, oh my gosh, you just don't realize that sugar is causing all of these problems with the yeast.
It's true. And the yeast itself, you know, things that people aren't aware of, or the ones they really are, that, you know, most females that nobody wants to talk about, are the yeast infections. And you can have jock itch, you can have toenail fungus and things like that. And a lot of those are, you know, first and foremost, a yeast overgrowth. But the things that you're not aware of is brain fog, no energy, skin conditions, itching, sleeplessness, hormonal imbalance, even weight problems. All these things, you know, people have all sorts of answers for, but if you actually balance the digestive system, you'd be amazed at how fast your system really responds. I have a patient that was getting chronic urinary tract infections, and she went on the Colorex, and she was getting them every 5 weeks. It's been a year and a half now. She hasn't had one infection, and Colorex even makes a nutrient with cranberry in it so that, you know, it handles that as well.
So for her, does she just stay on Colorex, or does she just do it every 3 months, or?
Yeah, she pretty much did it the one time, and I think she's done it maybe one other time, but it really does handle it, and she hasn't been on antibiotics, and she eats, you know, the way that I would recommend it. So it hasn't gotten back out of balance. It's not something you have to continually do, but it's always good to have, just in case, you know, things get a little crazy, because, you know, we get a little wild here sometimes.
Right. You know, there's birthday parties, or there's, you know, COVID-19 pandemics that happen and change everybody's schedule every now and then.
Exactly.
So if somebody wanted to get that product again, how did they go about getting that?
They can get onto the website, which is naturessources.com. They can find out about all the different forms that they have made for the Colorex. They have body washes and creams and things for outbreaks on your lips and toenails and things like that. So, you know, get yourself educated, because if you do have a symptom that you're trying to handle, hit it with everything you can. It's the quickest way to get rid of it. They can also get on to the phone and call the 1-800 number, which is 1-800-827-7656. And if they use the code RADIO, they can ask for 20% off their first order. And I always encourage people, if you're getting that discount, you know, get a couple, two, three bottles, put it on the side, get your family on it, do everybody at the same time, and then you're all starting from square one, and you have a solution for the future.
And you think at first you feel a little funny at 2 or 3 days, and about 30 days later you should start feeling better? You think about a 30-day?
Yeah, 30 days is the course that it runs, and, you know, not everyone feels the die-off, but, you know, when I first started, you know, using this years ago, I was getting a lot of patients tell me that, and I went, oh, yeah, I forgot.
Yeah.
That is why you have the headache. That is why. So it just feels like you're, you know, I would say a little hungover to some degree, because it's the toxins dying off.
It's kind of like the same thing. It's like a body cleanse, and body cleanses do the same kind of thing.
That's correct.
Yeah. Okay. Well, Dr. Julie, thanks for being here. It was fun having you on, and thank you for attacking this, making us feel not so bad. Maybe it's something that's happening in our body and it's something we can fix, even though we are trying to do our best. And hopefully you'll come back and join us again soon.
Thanks a lot, Kelly. Thanks for having me on again.
It's Dr. Julie. We got some solutions for sugar there. If you need any information that we gave you today, you can always find me here at Kelly at WJON.com, and I'll get that out to you. Not a problem.